Yes, that is nice. That is Tom Harrell and his quintet from his brand new release entitled Prana Dance. And we heard the track called Prana. And that features Tom Harrell on trumpet, Danny Grissett on piano, Ugano Ukigwo on bass, Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, and Jonathan Blake on drums. And we had the pleasure of venturing out into Boston last Wednesday night to catch Tom Harrell there doing a live performance at the Regatta Bar. It was a great show. I like that venue also. Even though we were seated towards the back of the room, it was still a great seat, and sound was good, and the music was great. So I really enjoyed it at the Regatta Bar, and I really enjoyed Tom Harrell. And we're going to continue on with another one from Tom Harrell. This one is called Sequenza.
Thank you.
Once again, Tom Harrell from his new album called Prana Dance, and you heard the track Sequenza. And as I mentioned a little earlier, we did see Tom Harrell in Boston, and the cast of musicians he had with him, just a fine, fine group of musicians. I mentioned them before. We'll go through it again. That was Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Danny Grissett on piano, Ugano Okigwo on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. And two of those also have albums out on their own right, great albums. And any of these albums you're hearing, by the way, you can head on over to the website if you're interested in purchasing these albums, which does support these musicians and actually supports this program as well, because I've started in the last few weeks, I've started to put links to either iTunes or Amazon. And you can click there, check out the album, and if you really dig it, download it, and it'll be yours. So if you head on over to www.jazzandbeyond.com, you'll see that. And tonight's show will be up there sometime Sunday morning. It usually pops up there on our website when I've done the work that's involved in putting that up. All right, we're going to play a couple tracks from some of these artists who are in Tom Harrell's quintet. We're going to hear one from Wayne Escoffrey, the tenor sax player, and that'll be followed by Danny Grissett, the piano player in the Tom Harrell quintet. So let's start right now with Wayne Escoffrey from his album Hopes and Dreams. We're going to hear the track The Sake of It. Thank you. Yeah, that is Danny Grissett, pianist who we saw in Boston, as I mentioned, with the Tom Harrell Quintet, but a fine pianist in his own right. And that album is called Encounters, and that features Vicente Archer on bass and Kendrick Scott on drums. And before that, we heard Wayne Escoffrey, another young player, tenor sax player, who actually went to school here in the Hartford area at the University of Hartford, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. And Wayne Escoffrey's album is called Hopes and Dreams, and you heard the track called The Sake of It. And that has a fine lineup as well, including Tom Harrell on trumpet, Joe Locke on vibes, Hans Glaueschnig on bass, and Jonathan Blake or Lewis Nash on drums. Not sure who was on that particular track, but the album's called, as I mentioned, Hopes and Dreams. And any of these albums, as I mentioned earlier, you can, if you like it and want to know more about it, head on over to our website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And speaking of the website, I've also got links to our social networking contact information. If you're into Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or any of those, you'll see links from my website in the sidebar over to the right side of the page. So head on over to jazzandbeyond.com. And speaking of social networking, the next set of this show, actually probably the rest of the show, is going to be based on some requests that we had from our social networking friends. I put out a call this morning on Twitter and Facebook for requests for tonight's show, and I got plenty of them. And you're going to hear some great music here. Some of them kind of opened my eyes to new artists that I hadn't heard before. We'll get into that later. But we're going to start out with another great piano player. His name is Tete Montoyo, and this was requested by Joel Krutt. Joel pushing the envelope, Krutt. Joel has a show here also on WHUS on Thursdays from 8 to 10. So if you can, check that out. He does sort of an experimental show, experimental music type of show. Very hard to put your finger on the genre. It does include a lot of jazz, though, so you might be interested in hearing that. Tune that in. 860, tune that in at to WHUS. You can listen to that at 91.7 FM, and you can also stream it over the internet if you're out of the Storrs, Connecticut area, and you can do that at WHUS.org. Lots of ways of listening to this great station. So let's get into the music. As I mentioned, Tete Montoyo. Thank you. That ended kind of abruptly, didn't it? All right, well, that was Well You Needn't. I think that is a Thelonious Monk original, and that was performed by the Tete Montolio Trio. And don't have the personnel on that, but a very great rendition of that. We heard, before that, we heard Olio, Sonny Rollins' original. And that is from the album The Music I Like to Play, Volume 2, part of a three-volume set. And that features Tete Montolio in a solo piano setting. So he's got some chops, man. He could play. He had passed away back in 1997. Spanish-born and spent most of his time in Spain. Born blind, in fact. Learned to read music in Braille. And but he does have a great technique on the piano. Hope you enjoyed that. That is a request. We're going to do more requests probably for the next hour or so. This one came in through Twitter, and one of our Twitter friends wanted to hear some Dave Holland, and I love to hear Dave Holland as well. So we're going to hear something from his new album. The name of the album is Pass It On. We're going to hear the title track. Thank you. Wayne Shorter. Can't go wrong with Wayne Shorter, can you? And that's what our friend Joe said out of the Boston area. Joe Merlino requested that through Facebook. Thanks, Joe. He's a mean guitarist, by the way. He can play. But you heard Wayne Shorter, and he can play. Wayne Shorter on sax. Wayne Shorter can also write. His compositions are like the best, man, in jazz. So that's from an album from back in 1964 called Night Dreamer. And that features Wayne Shorter on sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Man, that is a great quintet. Can't get better than that. Wayne Shorter, Lee Morgan, McCoy Tyner, Reggie Workman, and the great Elvin Jones. Yeah, also by request, before that you heard from Dave Holland from the album Pass It On. And that was requested by Matt Chamberlain. Also, Matt's from got that through Twitter. And he requested to hear some Dave Holland. We were glad to definitely play that. Pass It On is the name of the album that features Dave Holland on bass. Antonio Hart on alto sax. Man, Antonio Hart is a great alto sax player. Doesn't get much exposure. We've seen him a couple times playing with Dave Holland, and he is great. Robin Eubanks, actually brother of Kevin Eubanks, the guitarist from Jay Leno, who's made the news last couple days. But you heard from Robin Eubanks, a trombone player, and Eric Harland on drums, Mulgrew Miller on piano, and we were pleased to hear Mulgrew Miller in the Hartford area a few weeks ago playing with the Art Blakey tribute band. Mulgrew Miller, great piano player. So that rounds up that set. We're going to continue on now with, let's see, what's the time? Yeah, 7:58, almost the top of the hour. But we're going to continue on now with some more music. Another request that came in through the internet, through Twitter. Peter B. requested to hear Dap Theory, a group I had never heard before. But I listened to some samples up on some of the music sites, and it sounded very interesting. So I copped myself the album and really dug it. I listened to the whole album in its entirety today. And different sound, definitely switching it up from what you've been hearing over the last hour or so. But let's get into it. Dap Theory from the album Layers of Chance. Time now is 8 o'clock. This is WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM.
bow down, live for the same old game. Push hard, dream deeper, aim your heart, take apart the division where the truth lies bleeding, and cut even deeper to the point where you becomes I, becomes them, becomes we. Desire to be free must overtake the war at the core of this entropy. Emergency SOS, every breath's another minute to direct the voices in this to humanity's enemy. Vulture mentality intended as reality's representation, equation of want versus need. Equal seed of possibility to break each wall that lies between here and bright future. Imagine the motion, concentrated oceans of hope, pushing note of survival hymn before we reach this implosion of ignoring this SOS. Change the tide, change the wave, up to you, up to me, change the tide, change the wave.
Yeah, that is Dap Theory from the album Layers of Chance. You heard two tracks from that album. Two very different tracks, I think, showed two different sides of that group. The first one was SOS, and then that was followed by If You Count It. And interesting group. It's led by a pianist called named Andy Milne. Also features Lauren Stillman on alto, soprano, sax, flute, and clarinet. John Moon on percussive poetry. And that is the vocal tracks you've heard. Christopher Tordini on electric and acoustic bass. And Sean Rickman on drums. Yeah, I dig that. We're going to hear more from that in the weeks to come. There's a little review of it here on jazzloft.com. And I think they say it just right. They say Layers of Chance features has the uncanny ability to blend various instrumental textures and infectious grooves with lush harmonies and poignant lyrics. Yeah, pretty cool. I like that. Let's see. We're going to continue on now with some more requests from the internet. Yeah, we had, who did this? Ken Salker over on Facebook wanted to hear some Mingus. We're glad to do that. Always glad to hear some Charles Mingus. We're going to hear Fables of Phoebus. Yeah, that is Dap Theory from the album Layers of Chance. You heard two tracks from that album. Two very different tracks, I think, showed two different sides of that group. The first one was SOS, and then that was followed by If You Count It. And interesting group. It's led by a pianist called named Andy Milne. Also features Lauren Stillman on alto, soprano, sax, flute, and clarinet. John Moon on percussive poetry. And that is the vocal tracks you've heard. Christopher Tordini on electric and acoustic bass. And Sean Rickman on drums. Yeah, I dig that. We're going to hear more from that in the weeks to come. There's a little review of it here on jazzloft.com. And I think they say it just right. They say Layers of Chance. Features has the uncanny ability to blend various instrumental textures and infectious grooves with lush harmonies and poignant lyrics. Yeah, pretty cool. I like that. Let's see. We're going to continue on now with some more requests from the internet. Yeah, we had, let's see, who did this? Ken Salker over on Facebook wanted to hear some Mingus. We're glad to do that. Always glad to hear some Charles Mingus. We're going to hear Fables of Phoebus.
Ha ha ha!